You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. This week, we're going to have a live question from the meetings I'm currently conducting in Gloucester. That's in the southwest of the United Kingdom. I hope you enjoy.
Well, the next question says, Pastor, would you please comment on the statement in Galatians chapter 5, 24, and marry this up with the text found in 1 John 3, 9?
Okay, well, let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 24, that was?
Yes.
Verse 24 first. Now, let me tell you what I'm not going to do, though. I'm not going to marry a text up. I never do that because sometimes one text can shed light on another, but we never proof text in a sense of taking a text from one place and marrying it to another place. When we talk about proof text, and I'm remembering the man who used proof texting as a way of life, and he said one morning when he got up, the first two texts that I encounter, I'm going to use them as a rule for life. And so he opened his Bible and put his finger on the text, opened his eyes. It said, Judas went out and hanged himself. Then, of course, he says, well, I have one more chance. So he opened up again and he put his finger on another text. He said, go and do likewise. And so he said, God, I know I said I'm going to look at two texts today, but I have to look for a third. And so he looked for a third, and when he put his finger on it, he said, what thou doest, do it quickly. And so when it comes to proof texting, you know, I'm not a fan of proof texting because you can marry anything from Genesis or Revelation or anywhere and have it say anything.
Okay.
And so what I'll do, however, I will look at those verses in isolation. So we have Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. It says, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. And of course, when we look at every text, we must look at it in context. And the context of this text has to do with the fruit of the Spirit. And of course, Paul here compares the fruit of the Spirit with the deeds of the flesh. And so when we look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 24, it's saying everyone who claims to be in Christ would be those who have put the things of the flesh to aside. And of course, the things of the flesh are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentiousness, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, and he goes on a number of vices, he puts it. So what he's basically saying is that if you claim to follow Christ and are still practicing these things, then you're really perpetrating a fraud, as the young people say. Okay? Now, when it gets to 1 John, chapter 3, that was? Verse 5? Was
verse
that?
Verse 9.
Verse 9.
1
John, chapter 3, verse 9. And 1 John, chapter 3, verse 9, has a very difficult text over here. I'm not sure if someone's trying to stump me here, but let's see how we deal with this. It says, whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. Now, of course, I can see how someone has placed this text in the same category as the text of in Galatians chapter 5, because indeed the text appeared to be saying the same thing. However, if we look at this text in the stricter sense, again, out of its context, then we have a whole bunch of frustrated people around here. Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Mm-hmm. And so when we look at it in its context, we go to the first chapter of 1 John. And in the first chapter of 1 John, we see this. Verse 8, it says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Hmm. The same person that says, he who is born of God does not sin, says, yes. If we say we have no sin, so what, is this guy contradicting himself here? Hmm. No, he's elevating the principle of righteousness by faith. Yes. When we look further on, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, he says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Again, he says, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. My little children, chapter 2, verse 1, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And he says, and if. But the Greek, the e'an, is, and whenever anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he himself is a propitiation for our sins, and not for us only, but also for the whole world. Mm. Now, when we look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 9, in the context of what John says in chapter 1, we see that the person who is born of God is covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. And so, therefore, that person, whenever they slip up, of course, a person who is born of Jesus Christ is not going to sin so that grace may abound, as Paul says in Romans chapter 6. That person is going to try to live right, but every now and then, the devil may raise his ugly head. Mm. That is why, when we look in chapter 5 now of the same 1 John, we see this. If I could find the exact verse over here. It speaks about... Where is that verse over here now? The sin that is not unto death. And many people have come across that text and said, what in the world is he talking about here? But there is a sin, the Bible says, and I'm looking very quickly over here. Whoever is born of God overcomes the word, and that is the victory that is overcome the word, etc., etc. Verse what now? 16. Verse 16. If anyone sees his brother sinning, a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask and he will give him life. For those who commit sin not leading to death, there is sin leading to death. I do not say that he should pray about that. All right? And so what we see here, the whole message of 1 John is that those who are in Christ are covered by his blood. Yes, after we accept Jesus Christ, we will still make mistakes because we're human. We're human. But as long as we cling to Christ and continue with the attitude of living a victorious life, then God will count us perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, thank you very much, Pastor.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card. If you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.